Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Since records were recorded, we're talking to Jeannie Zeno, professor of political science at Iona College. Our Blue Runner Gumbo opinion poll asking you, as it relates to impeachment, are you for it, against it, and your third option is, let's wait and see where it goes. Good morning, Jeannie.
Good morning. You should come up to New York. We're like, you know, in the 70s. It's been beautiful.
All right, I'm on my way. Guys, play some music, will you? we wish that could happen. Tell me about this whole impeachment thing, because I can guarantee you, when it comes to facts, people that are for it are saying it's a witch hunt, it's a coup, et cetera. When it comes to people that, when people are against it, rather, people that are for it are saying he's a thief, he needs to be impeached, and maybe neither one really is backing their opinion with any facts. It's more of a gut reaction. So I don't know where you want to start on the impeachment process itself, Jeannie, and then go on to how it applies to this situation.
Well, you know, I think I'm so glad in your poll that you're giving people a third option, which is a wait and see option, which, you know, some people may describe as, oh, you can't make up your mind, you don't know where you stand. But I think the truth is, before anybody goes up for a trial, which if this got that far in the Senate, this would be, you should know what the charges are against the person. And that's exactly what we don't know yet. And it's exactly what the House is supposed to be looking into. If they're going to write, you know, articles of impeachment against the president, what will they contain? I don't think we can know where we stand on this issue, really, until we see what those charges are, what the evidence is. And then, you know, we can each make a decision as to whether we think, in fact, he went over this line of, you know, this very sort of vague line in the Constitution that constitutes, you know, acting, you know, over the line of what a president should be allowed to do, which is all very vague. So I would say wait and see makes the most sense at this point.
In terms of, and look, I hate, Jeannie, where people say, you know, when it comes to the Joe Biden investigation, or if there is one, I think both should be separate and distinct. One has absolutely nothing to do with the other. If Joe Biden had some shady connections or illegal connections to get his son on the board of that gas company, okay, investigate him for that. If President Trump used his office to try to get dirt on a political operative and held up aid to a foreign country to do that, well, look at that. But I think people are linking these two politically when legally or in terms of investigation, there's really no connection here, is there? Between Biden's son and what's his name? President Trump looking for dirt.
President Trump. No, and I think we also have to remember that this is not a criminal trial. This is all politics. Impeachment is all politics, and right, it should be. If, you know, you had somebody, we do, for instance, in New York, have criminal investigators investigating the president for other reasons. This is political. And if they investigated Biden, at least as far as we know at this point, that would be a political investigation as well. There's, you know, there's no evidence that Hunter Biden or Joe Biden did anything wrong. But I do think, you know, the broader picture here is we live in a time where you have the children of people in positions of power, and whether they're in politics or Wall Street or education or any other industry, who are getting goods, getting positions, getting jobs because of their name that they otherwise wouldn't get. I mean, there is no question that Hunter Biden would not have been on the board of an oil company in the Ukraine, except that his father had been vice president of the United States. And that is what smells to people. Quite frankly, it's why President Trump ran for office, if we all recall back to 2016, was to drain the swamp. Now, whether he did that or not is another question. But it's the same argument Elizabeth Warren is making about, you know, what is this sort of incestuous circle that goes on between big money people around the world, politics, you know, Wall Street, and education, you can just connect them all. And there, it's what really frustrates people. Quite frankly, it was the same thing Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton were accused of in 2016.
I think it goes down, Jeannie, even to the point of, if you got a mom and pop shop that, I'm trying to think of some innocuous that makes feathers for hats, right? Because I don't know if anybody that does that. But there could, you know damn well, if the kid's involved, for the most part, the offsprings will be able to come in when they want. If they're late, it's no big deal. But the other employees, if they come in late, I mean, that's a much reduced level of it. But it's the same kind of thing that happens every day, right?
It absolutely is, you know, and we see this all the time. People leave their companies to offspring, even though there may be a more talented person working there for 20 or 30 years. The difference here is that in public life, we try as hard as possible to guard against that. We try to set up rules and policies to guard against that. Now, again, there's no suggestion here that Hunter Biden did anything illegal, and we have to clarify that. There is absolutely no evidence of that at this point. There's no evidence Joe Biden did. But that is what I think has frustrated so many people. And it's why I think this entire impeachment investigation is not just going to hurt the president, which I think it has and it will continue to. It's also going to hurt Joe Biden, because many people feel that this is exactly what they don't want in Washington at this point.
Okay, take a break, pick it up here. We come back. Jeannie Zeno, professor of political science at Iona College. Somebody texted in. No impeachment. The Democrats are idiots. They need to impeach Nancy Pelosi. And that to me is like a very gut emotional reaction. And I'm not criticizing you for it at all. But give me a little bit more on this. Text in a little bit, please. And let me know why you think Nancy Pelosi needs to be impeached and why you think the Democrats are idiots. And if name calling you think helps in any of this, I'd just like to know what you're thinking. 621 traffic now. WWL. 625, Tommy Tucker, WWL, talking about the impeachment investigation. Jeannie Zeno, professor of political science at Iona College. Would that be accurate? Is that where we are, an impeachment investigation?
Yeah, an inquiry. And
inquiry.
They certainly haven't. They would still have to send any findings they get from their committees to the Judiciary Committee to draw up articles, and they would have to vote those out of committee and then to the floor. So we're still a bit off. And remember, of course, the calendar here is challenging for the Democrats. Mm-hmm. They're on a 2-week recess because of the Jewish holidays, although many are still working over those holidays. Certainly they're back home trying to take a pulse of their constituents on this, which is critical. And then they really say they're going to try to wrap this up before the primaries begin early next year, given the Christmas holidays, Hanukkah, New Year's, all of those holidays. That's a really short calendar.
All right, let me get to some of these texts from the customers, because I like to do that. And I'm not saying anybody is wrong here. I'm just passing along a question. Somebody said here, why don't you bring up Joe Biden withholding the aid unless the prosecutor was fired? Ask her about, if you don't fire the prosecutor in 6 days, you won't get your $1 billion. Isn't that a shakedown? And the prosecutor just happened to be investigating Burmese. Was that the company, the gas company?
Yeah, and this is something that has come up a lot. And certainly it's something Republicans have called for investigation. I think when people have looked into this in the past, and certainly they can look into it again, the findings has been this was not just Joe Biden, it was not just the United States, but most of the Western industrialized world, including, you know, the big banks, the IMF and others, who thought that this prosecutor was hindering, was not helping to investigate corruption in the previous Ukrainian administration, because he too was corrupt. And so there was this vast call for him to be removed. You know, and whether in fact this is, you know, there's been no suggestion that Joe Biden stepped out of line here. But again, it can certainly be investigated. But that, as you said earlier, doesn't have much to do with the president's actions on the call with Ukraine or anything else that has been alleged in the whistleblower complaint.
Has it ever been decided, because you got so many talking points merge and spin merge with facts that, if they are available, that merge with Facebook and social media, etc. So is there, initially it was reported that Joe Biden firing the prosecutor in essence opened the way to investigate his son, But is there any truth to that, any credence to that?
You know, if you listen, if you read the transcript, and I'm certain you've read it and your listeners have, it's easy to read. You know, there has been, you know, the president calling for investigation by, you know, asking for a favor, quote unquote, from the Ukrainians on Joe Biden stems from this charge that has long been discussed, particularly in Republican media circles where I spend a lot of time. Has been discussed for a long time that Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, had been engaged in corruption. And so this was something that the president certainly wanted help on investigating. Now, setting aside Hunter and Joe Biden, though, we have to go back to the fact that this is the sitting president of the United States. And the question is it, you know, is he stepping over his bounds as president by requesting a favor from a foreign entity to help investigate somebody who now is his political opponent? And again, it raises a lot of questions. Was he just asking for investigation into corruption generally, which is his prerogative as president, or was this about helping him in the 2020 election? And people have to make those decisions once we get the evidence.
So, Jeannie, they're going to yell at me because I'm going to ask you one more question. If you can please give me a quick answer. And that is, if Joe Biden was retired and fishing in Idaho or Delaware and wasn't even running for president, and President Trump did this exact thing, are we talking about a different set of circumstances completely in that he would then, in essence, be conducting an investigation to see if the previous vice president did anything wrong? I'm wording that clumsily, but do you understand what I'm asking you?
I do, and absolutely, because it wouldn't involve the 2020 presidential election.
Gotcha. Thank you, Jeannie. I appreciate the time. We'll talk to you again. Jeannie Zano, professor of political science at Iona College. More.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.